Chapter 16. Dickon Has Come. Colin's doctor came to see him the morning after his tantrum, as he always did. He arrived in late afternoon, fully expecting to find Colin ready to break into sobs. "That boy will break a blood vessel in one of those fits someday," he muttered as he bustled toward Mrs. Medlock. "You'll hardly believe your eyes when you see him," the housekeeper said. "Mary Lennox flew at him like a cat last night. She did what none of us dare to do. Come and see the result." The doctor found Colin sitting up very straight on his sofa. He was looking at a picture in a garden book and talking to Mary. When they saw the doctor, they fell silent. "I'm sorry to hear you were ill last night," the doctor said. "I'm better now," Colin said. "Tomorrow Dickon will visit me, and we're going to go out into the gardens." The doctor looked alarmed. "You mustn't tire yourself or go out if it's chilly." "Fresh air won't tire me," Colin said in his Rajah voice. "My cousin knows how to take care of me, and Dickon will help." The doctor knew Dickon, as did most everyone in the area. "Well, you should be safe with Dickon. He's as strong as a moor pony." "And he's trusty," Mary said, putting on the Yorkshire accent that Dickon and Martha used. "He's the trustiest lad in Yorkshire." The doctor laughed aloud. He'd never made such a short stay after a tantrum. He was nearly ready to believe that Mary was magic. That night, Colin slept soundly and insisted upon getting out of bed as soon as he woke. When Mary ran in, he called out, "You've been out! You have that nice smell of leaves!" She had been running, and her hair was loose and wind-blown. "Spring has come," Mary said. "It has. Dickon says so." "Has it?" Colin asked. "Yes," Mary cried. She ran to the window and flung it open. "Smell it! That's fresh air. Take long breaths. Dickon says that's what makes him strong." Colin did as she told him, breathing deeply until he felt certain something new and wonderful was happening inside him. "Dickon found a newborn lamb, and he's brought it with him," Mary said, leaning close. "And he's coming here." Colin called the nurse at once and insisted that Dickon be sent to his room the very second he came. Mary and Colin strained to hear, and finally they caught the faint caw of Dickon's crow. Dickon came in, smiling his nicest smile. The newborn lamb lay in his arms, and the little red fox trotted by his side. Nut sat on his left shoulder and Soot on his right. Shell's head and paws peeped out of his coat pocket. Colin stared, but Dickon was so friendly and calm that Colin soon forgot to be shy. Dickon laid the lamb in Colin's lap and showed him how to feed it from the bottle he'd brought. After its belly was full, the lamb snuggled into Colin's lap. Soot flew solemnly in and out through the open window. The squirrels dashed out to the big trees outside and ran up and down the trunks. Captain curled up on the rug and fell asleep. The children looked at pictures of gardens in Colin's books and talked of plans for the secret garden. "I am going to see it," Colin whispered. "Aye," Mary said in her put-on Yorkshire accent, "and we must not lose time about it."